Good morning and welcome to Community Focus. I'm your host, Dr. Justine Love. I'm joined in the studio this morning with Dr. Granville Sawyer Jr., who is a professor at Bowie State University. Don't you like I said Bowie State University?
I like that.
Yes, because they are a fine institution of higher learning.
Absolutely.
We're in here this morning talking about something that is near and dear to my heart, which is always education. And when you talk about education, you got to talk about money.
You do.
And if you are not prepared, you know, we know that are cropping up these college savings plans for people to prepare to get their children to school. But it's one thing to shelter money away, but you got to know how to do it correctly. And we don't always have the tools to prepare to make sure that our children get to school and get out in four. Because when my daughter graduated from undergrad, I told her, I said, your father and I are paying for four, not four in a summer, not four in a semester. We are paying for four. And she got the message, came out in four, but surprised me, Dr. Sawyer, and came out with two undergrad degrees. So I said, I didn't know I was paying for two. But that's a good thing. So welcome.
Thank you.
So let's talk about how does the college in 4 years help students to graduate on time with better grades and improve prospects for graduate school and or a good job?
Absolutely. Well, first of all, let me say thanks so much for having me on the show. The book, College in 4 Years, Making Every Semester Count, has been a passion for me over the last 2 years writing the book. And being at HBCUs and mentoring and teaching students that have been underserved or first in their family to go to college has been a passion for the 30 years that I've been in higher education. The book was written partially because this is what I would like to have known then.
Right.
That I know now. What I wanted to have when I was in college was a mentor, someone that I could talk to, not just about going to college and doing well in school, but how to deal with the entire experience. And what I tried to create, what I've created with College in 4 Years, is a phrase my wife coined. She says, it's like a mentor in your back pocket.
Oh, I like that.
Yes. And so this is something that you can take with you that will help you understand the experience and put some priorities on how you allocate precious resources, time, effort, and money. First of all, it helps you understand when you get on campus the first day, what your priorities ought to be, who you need to know, who has information that you need, and when you need to see them. That's what the first part of the book is about. Furthermore, it helps you understand the value of the classes you're going to take. I have students say to me on a regular basis, well, Doc, I don't understand why I have to take the first 2 years of these courses,
right?
This liberal arts business.
Right.
I'm a business major. I want to major in science, or I want to major in art. I want to be a graphic artist. Why do I need the first 2 years? And I say to them that the courses you take in your major will connect you to your discipline. But most of the people that you meet in your life are not in your discipline. But you still need to have relationships with all kinds of people. It's the courses the first 2 years in school that connect you to the world and connect you to other people that can help you see and broaden your scope and focus on the world. You can't just go to school to learn to be a graphic artist without understanding that your discipline doesn't exist in a vacuum. So knowing what's happening the first 2 years, very important. Also knowing that success after college isn't automatic. In other words,
tell the truth.
Yeah, just going to school, passing courses one by one, semester by semester, is not enough. You need to understand how to put the entire four-year, and I underline four-year experience, in perspective. So College in 4 Years helps a student understand things like what I just mentioned, and that is the value of the courses in the first 2 years as well as the value of courses in the second 2 years. And finally, knowing what's important about establishing a style. a personal image, a personal aura about yourself while you're in school. And that is someone who does have, as we talked about before, a strong work ethic. You are about excellence, and you're serious about it. Second, you're a person of honesty and integrity. And you're a person that is reliable as well as resourceful. You want to begin establishing that reputation from day one, because I tell students all the time, all of the students that I know that are that way, that do those things, when something good comes along at school, they are the first ones I think about. Those are the ones whose names I know. And I always think of them first. I tell the poor students, we're going to ride you till you drop.
Oh, yeah. Well, you know what? And a lot of times students don't realize, which I learned when I was in the undergrad, that, you know, I got nominated for a Rhodes Scholar.
There you go.
And you know, I'm like, what are you talking about? I'm a working mother, wife, and then all of a sudden this opportunity comes to me. I'm like, who would have ever thought that? Mm-hmm. You know, and needless to say, now I was an older student that went back to finish school. You know, if I had had the tips and the tools that you had given me when, you know, that we're talking about right now,
absolutely,
I would have finished 4 years ago, long time ago. But again, you know, when I think about parents who are sending their children off to school, unfortunately, a lot of them are not prepared socially, financially, to make that transition from their parents' home into a college lifestyle, especially if they go away to school. You know, some of our children are very privileged. You know, they have been given everything, and they want immediate gratification. I want it, and I want it right now. Mm-hmm. And as I tell students, I say, you know, when you walk into a classroom in college, you can't say that the dog ate my homework. You know,
oh, you can say it, but you won't like the results.
Oh, no, exactly. So we don't care. And I said, everybody starts off as summa cum laude when they come into college. It's on you if you're going to keep that going.
Yeah, everybody starts out with straight A's.
That's right.
All right, and then you begin to work on that as you go along. I mean, you hit a good point, and that is every child goes to college is not ready to be in college. And that is another reason why I wrote College in 4 years. If you're there and you're feeling anxious, because college can be overwhelming.
Yes.
Everything is different.
Yes.
You're living in a different place. You're with different people. You're doing different things. You need something you can refer to from time to time that will help you. One of the things that I did with College in 4 years is at the end of the book, I have what I call takeaways from each chapter summarized in just 3 pages. These takeaways are like the fables from Aesop's fables, where Aesop tells a story, and then the fable at the end is what I call the takeaway. Here's something that you can use. The story just helps illustrate and make the fable memorable. That's why this book is composed of 29 chapters, and every chapter is a story about real students in real situations and what they learned. In fact, one of the students, the last chapter, 29, is a student named Granville Sawyer.
Oh, so, wonder who that is.
I wonder who that is. So there is a chapter in there about me. So these takeaways are things that students can refer to anytime and really help them make decisions that are good for them at the right time, because you may need to make a decision when there's nobody else around to talk to or to discuss it with. But here's the time. Somebody asks you to do something you don't feel too comfortable with. Well, there's a chapter in there about that. So you can refer to it. The book is also an ebook. You can get that at Amazon as well as a print version. As a result, you can have it on your phone. And you can refer to those takeaways at the end of the book anytime you want to. It's also available at Barnes & Noble and all independent bookstores.
So, Dr. Sawyer, this book is not just for students. It is for parents. It is for educators that are preparing our children to go to college.
It absolutely is. In October, I did several workshops for an event held by the Lynx and United Way at Rutgers University in Newark. And I talked with 8th to 12th graders about going to college. But then the second workshop I did was for their parents. And I said to their parents, the book can act as a guide in your discussion with your sons and daughters and about going to college so that you avoid questions that can be answered with one word. Because if they can be, they will be. For example, how you doing? Fine.
Right.
Are you going to class? Yes. Doing your homework? Yes. Like your teachers? Yes. Have friends? Yes. If it can be answered with one word, it will be. You can use college in 4 years, and you can go through it chapter by chapter. Have a copy in your sons or daughters' hands. You have a copy, and you can say instead, well, let's look at this chapter in the book where let's talk about how Doc discusses using a textbook in your classes. What'd you think about that? And tell me how you do that in your classes. So you can become an interactive coach for your sons and daughters in college instead of do what a cousin of mine said she did too often, and that is pay and pray.
Right, right,
and just
right.
Hope that things turn out well. So this can be the platform of discussion between the parent and the student so that they can become that interactive coach, because the students, no matter how good they are, they're going to need that.
Oh,
they're
absolutely.
They're not superhuman.
Right.
They're not superhuman.
And I think the other thing is that when we look at when our children go away to school, we're not equipped. I mean, you know, we just are not equipped to get them there, even though we might have had that experience ourselves. But it's just like when you have a baby. There's a wonderful book called The First Years. But then after that,
what do I do now?
Yeah. What do I do now? Mm-hmm. And, you know, all of us want the best for our children, but we need tools. So this is the toolkit. So my question to you is, you name where you could purchase a book. Based on what I'm hearing from you and from this book, this is the graduation present to a up-and-coming graduate, for even from undergrad, you know, and for that one that is on their way to college, and especially for the parents who have 11th graders, because the 11th grade is the year that we really should be paying attention to getting ready to go to college.
Well, Dr. Love, you must have your PhD in marketing. You are just right on it. Absolutely. I would love to see every graduating senior, May of 2015, with this book and taking it to college with them. I had a student come to me several years ago and graduating senior, very confused about what he wanted to do. So we went through the standard stuff, you know, what's your passion, what do you like, et cetera, et cetera, et cetera. So when I asked him what his passion was, he says, well, Doc, I have a passion for money.
They all do.
Yeah.
Ours.
Anybody's.
Right,
okay?
right.
And I said, well, you got to understand money comes last. And he said, no, Doc, you don't understand. I want money to come first. I said, it doesn't work that way. When you get out of here, you don't get paid first and then you work. You work and then you get paid. I said, now the work I'm talking about for you, you've got to get your head straight, get your attitude about life right, establish the right loving adult relationships with the right people. You've got to get your education completed, and you have to be ready when an opportunity comes to you. And I have the same attitude about this book. As far as making money on this book is concerned, money comes last. What comes first is putting this book in the hands of parents and students who can use it to their mutual benefit. That's my mission right now, and I know that if I do that, everything else will be taken care of.
So let's say one more time for our listening audience, where can they purchase the book?
Okay, the book is available on Amazon as both a print book and an ebook that's downloadable on any device that has Amazon, is Amazon Kindle capable. It's also available in all independent bookstores. It's also available via online order at Barnes and Noble.
And if a parent group, PTA, PTO, would like for you to come and speak, how would they get in touch with you?
They can go to my website, www.granvillesawyer.com. That's GranvilleSawyer.com. And there is a page there for speaking engagements, and all they have to do is fill out just some brief information mm-hmm. there, and we'll be in touch with them. And we can work out dates for speaking engagements. And I love to do that. I told my wife that, for me, this is talking good talk.
That's right.
This is something
Spreading the good news.
Absolutely. This is something I've had a passion for all my life. And I told her, I said, you know, I never get tired of talking about this because it's important to me. And I have seen the stuff that's in college in 4 years work.
Well, I want to thank you for coming this morning and dropping those pearls, and especially those pearls for 4 years. And if there are any young people out there listening this morning, if you didn't know, your parents are loaning you that money. They want their money back.
It's an investment. It is absolutely an investment. And what College in 4 years is about is maximizing the value of the money, time and effort that's invested, and getting you out in 4 years, because that extra year or two can cost anywhere from $35,000 altogether to over $100,000.
Oh, absolutely. How well I know.
Yes, we all know that, right?
Yes, we do.
Absolutely.
Well, again, thank you so much. You've been listening to Community Focus.